Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And in today's episode, we are changing it up a bit because our guest had technical difficulties and was not able to record with us on Zoom. And so now we're doing a short Bible study for y'all, discussing the things we discussed with Hannah Grace, just one-on-one.
In this episode, we will be continuing discussing doubting our faith.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and the Bible app at God's Girls.
Also, y'all, we are starting a blog, and we will link that below as well, because
yes, we are.
It was just a huge monumental step for our podcast, and we are very excited to tell y'all that we are officially starting a blog where we will be posting about once a week, every Wednesday, a new blog post based on our last episode or based on another person's blog. So that's going to be fun. It's coming at you this Wednesday, our first blog post. And also, if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do that. Also linked down below, because part two of last week's episode is coming out in video on Wednesday as well. So you can view that as well. And part one is already up on our YouTube channel as of last Wednesday. So go subscribe and go check out our new blog, both linked below. And you can email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our fourth episode of season three. So we're going to start today's episode with just asking each other questions based on the last episode and just questions we're interested in knowing that the other person, you know, the answer that the other person has. So let's jump right in.
Okay, so today during church, our youth minister was talking about how Jesus would only eat food that people would give him. And I was like, and somehow I made it to the question. I linked stuff together and finally made it to the question. Was Jesus even human? I was like, wait, does he even need to eat? Did he even need to? Because, I mean, God would just provide for him by just, I don't know, like magic or something. And so, like he was able to do stuff that was not a human-type thing. Not stuff that a normal human would be able to do. And then, like, he came back to life. How many humans do you know that have done that? I mean, is he human?
Okay, I do know the answer to this question. So, yes, he is human, but this is the thing that theologians have struggled with for centuries, because it's clear that in the Bible it says that he is fully human, but fully God, which means he's 200% of something, which is why theologians have debated about this forever. But what I think is Jesus was man, but he came down as part of the Trinity as fully God. So, like, think of it this way. Jesus could feel pain. Like, he was crucified on the cross, he could feel the pain. He lived as a human would, but he just lived without sin, which is what makes him fully God. And he overcame the temptations. And he had the powers of God on his side, which is how he raised from the dead. He was God sent down his son in human form. So it was like God coming down as a human. So yes, he was human, but he was also fully God, which meant he was perfect. He could not sin. He could have powers that humans did not have the faith to possess. But we can possess it, which is why in the Bible it says faith can move mountains. Jesus could do all that stuff, and so can we, but we just don't have the same kind of faith.
Yeah, that makes sense to a point. I mean, it kind of doesn't make sense because you can't be 200% of something, but you also can because Jesus is.
Well, that's why that we need a God, because this kind of stuff never makes sense. So think of if we were God and we can't even comprehend being 200% of something, Think of how bad we would be if the world was in our hands. We don't.
Yeah.
That would be terrible. Everything would go up in chaos within 5 seconds. Actually, less than that. We would get the control, and then everything would just blow up. Nothing good would come from it. Because we're sinful humans. We need a perfect God to give us an example and to lead us, because we are never going to be measure up even to Jesus.
I can imagine having that kind of responsibility on me.
It's a big responsibility. And the fact that his words have so much power to breathe life into us and to create something by just speaking it. Think about creating something, be like, create this iPhone, and then an iPhone appeared just in your hand. That's the kind of power Jesus's words have, which is why we study his word, because it's got so much power that we can't even compare. So now this is a question from the last episode we did with Hannah Grace that really got our discussion rolling in this direction. So Evelyn, how do you fight the doubts that come as a Christian?
Well, like, sometimes it's really hard to do that, because sometimes doubts just take over your mind and you can't think about anything else but what you're doubting. And but sometimes you can you can pray about it and read the Bible and find verses in there that prove to you that there's no need to doubt. There's no need to think that something, that God is not real, or that this or this or something, that there's no need to think that, because there is physical evidence and spiritual evidence that he is real and that we don't have to doubt it.
So yeah, looking at all the evidence, I remember I had doubts a lot last week, and for some reason, like, on the phone with Hannah Grace the night before the interview, I was just like, there are so many doubts running in my mind that I am struggling with even knowing that God, that, like, I can trust him right now, that I can trust him to pull me through these doubts. And she told me that looking at that evidence you were discussing, you know, looking at all the evidence we've got and how God, like, if you believed in something that wasn't real, it wouldn't be this life-changing, is what she said. And that really hit me hard. The Lord has changed my life. From my faith growing stronger, it's just this joy that has lit up inside me. And I knew that something this powerful that's made this much of a change in my life could not be fake. There's no way that a faith like this that has affected so many lives in great ways, it's just, it can't be fake, and it can't be all a hoax. It just can't. There's no physical way, because there is a God, there's a deity up there, and it's Jesus, and he has changed the lives of millions, and that's incredible. So that evidence is really what helped pull me through. When you said that, I was like, yes, ma'am, preach it. The evidence is all there.
So I was looking at this different stuff, and I was looking at pictures to put on the blog, and I realized that we don't need a picture of that. That looks weird. But but I was, like, looking at them, and most of them, no, all of them, had, like, text on them, some of it being, like, verses and stuff. And there were a few that I changed up a little bit and put into the blog post, just, like, typing it. And one of them was, let your faith roar louder than...
Yell louder.
Oh my gosh. No, I put yell, but there was a lion on the picture, so roar made sense when it said that. But then, you know, I didn't do that. So it's like, let your faith roar louder than your doubts, so you can't hear them, or something like that.
Yeah. Don't let the doubts even make it through the door.
Yeah, and then there was something about, I don't know, I actually can't remember.
It's okay. Well, they'll read the post this Wednesday if you go and click the link down below and check out our blog.
There won't be anything there until Wednesday.
No.
I mean, you'll still be able to look at it, but there's not going to be anything for you to read.
There's not going to be anything until Wednesday. Every Wednesday, again, we're posting something that corresponds with our most recent episode.
Or something like that.
Or something like that, yeah. Well, we kind of also answered the next question, which says, how do you combat those, and how do you keep them, you know, away? How do you not let them into your mind so that they take over your mind? Because I let, this is how all my doubts started spiraling. I let one doubt in, and I started thinking about it too much, to the point that multiple doubts started to come into my mind where I was just like overwhelmed. I just could not even focus on one thing about Jesus because all these doubts were just flooding my mind because I let one in to like ponder on. And I was like, I just can't even let it in that far. When it's knocking in the door, I just need to not even listen to the knock. I just need to push it away because it's not there. It's never going to be true. And the devil's just trying to take over my life and make it worse so that I don't go to heaven, so that I rot in hell because I'm God's creation and he hates God's creation. He wants to be God, which I think is crazy. But
we need to install one of those doorbells where you can see the people and like talk to them through it and be like, hey, go away.
doorbells?
Yes, yes. That's what we need to install in our mental houses.
Yes, that's actually really good. Just be like, look at your smartphone and be like, doubts, get away. Get away from my house.
Take your hands off my packages.
Yeah, don't be stealing these packages of faith. Just walk away.
There, I found one. I can't find the one that I was talking about, but this one says, do not doubt God, even if he asks you to sit where there is no chair. If he just told you to sit down and there was no chair there, don't doubt him. Just sit. Boom. And then boom, something will happen. Something will happen.
Yeah. That's the measure of trust, though, that it's really hard to take. Like, if God called you to a different country that's in war or something, and he called you there, would you go? I mean, that's a hard thing to say.
Like, is that a rhetorical question? If you know, not supposed to answer that?
If you know, you were supposed to answer. If you know that God's in control and he has a perfect plan, but that there's a huge war raging that you could most likely die from going there and being a missionary, would you still go? I feel like I would have mixed emotions about that. I would be terrified that that was what God was calling me to do, but at the same time, I'd be honored that he picked me to do it. And it would be mixed emotions, and I probably would end up going. It would just take a while for me to get up the courage to go. And a lot of prayer, but I can't say for sure. That's not happened. But I don't know what I'd do exactly. When you get into the situation, you don't exactly know what you're going to do.
Faith can move mountains, and doubts can create them. But I think it sounds better if you flip it around, though. I should put that on the blog.
But don't flip it. Faith can move mountains that doubts create.
Yeah. I think it's something like, oh, doubts can create mountains, but faith can move them.
Yep. Because once you let that doubt in, it's harder to climb up the mountain and get over the doubts than it is to just ignore them and move them with your faith, to move them out of the way. It's a good analogy.
Drop a bigger mountain on them. Faith mountain. That's a good name for a mountain.
It probably is one.
Yeah. But yeah. So we were talking about that last week, like going places and stuff for God. And there was this one, like, we were like these people who went to this one country, I can't remember. And all the husbands of the families got in a helicopter and kind of like flew over and was trying to like be a missionary and spread the word. And the natives thought that, like, had never seen a helicopter before, like, was so confused by it and killed all of the guys. And then one of the families, like the wife to one of the men, came back to that spot and literally baptized the man who killed her husband. I'm like, you have to have serious faith for that. You have to seriously trust in God to do something like that. And yeah, like, it would take a lot of prayer for me to go back down there, or even to go down there for the first time. I mean, I don't know if I would do that.
That is hard. Well, like, thinking about that.
There's a movie about it. The movie is called End of the Spear. I was going to watch it with my dad. It's on our list.
It's on your watch list.
Yeah.
So let's bow our heads and pray.
Dear God, thank you for all of our listeners and that they come here to hear us talk about problems that we each have and that we help them get over it or maybe just find a way to overcome it. We pray over any doubts that we have about our faith and any fears that we have for anything in our lives today. Thank you for everything that you've given us, and I pray that everyone stays safe and healthy through this time. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you have been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Also, remember, check out our YouTube channel linked below and our new blog linked below. But thank you all for listening, and we will see y'all next Sunday with a new episode, hopefully with a guest.